love to tease guys. After all, I'm sexy, I'm hot, and I know most guys want to fuck me. When I was in college, I would occasionally take the Rail Runner to classes. It was kind of boring, and most of the time I just studied during the ride. But one day, this guy got on, and he was headed the same place as me. He was good-looking, and he noticed me. And obviously, I noticed him. I saw him looking at me a couple of times, and just smiled as he quickly averted his eyes. He was cute. And so when I saw him back the next day, I decided to have some fun. Lucky for me, on this particular day, there were no seats, and we were standing in the middle aisle. I found myself standing next to him. I was wearing a nice perfume, a short skirt with a button-up shirt, and a cotton bra. The excitement of standing so close to him made my nipples perk right up, and they were visible through my shirt. I leaned into him, making sure my hard nipples rubbed across him. He looked at me and quickly turned away. Then I did it again at the next stop, pressing even harder against him and making sure my breasts pressed and flattened on him. He smiled and blushed, and I just smiled back and excused myself. A day or so later, to my delight, he sat across the aisle from me. I was wearing a skirt and had on some bright red lace panties. I made eye contact with him, and he nodded hello. As I caught his eye, I slowly opened my legs, giving him a good peek up my skirt. I saw his eyes go down to the unavoidable sight that no guy can resist. I was giggling to myself as he quickly looked away. But this time, I just smiled back at him and looked down at myself. I opened my skirt even further in a silent invitation to peek. This time, he took a good look before I crossed my legs and shut off the view. I could see the bulge growing in his pants. It was at our stop, and he stood up anxiously. I stood behind him and pressed up close to him. My breast flattened against his back, and I reached around and ran my hand over his now hard cock. I felt him tense as the line of people slowly moved to the exit. My hand grabbed his cock as we moved forward, and I gave it a few good strokes. It was hard, and I knew he wanted to fuck me right then and there. And as we exited the Rail Runner, I just smiled and said, "See you tomorrow," and walked off to class. But I never saw him again. I just decided to take my car after that. I often wonder if he strokes while thinking about that train ride and his short, sensual, erotic encounter with me. I'm such a tease. This is Empress Ivy of MasturbationFascination.com, and you can reach me by calling 1-800-601-7259.